All right, great. I think we're live online, Nancy. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. So welcome to our call this morning. I wanted to check in with you just briefly after our call last week. Is there any follow-up that you'd like to share this morning, or shall we move on to a new topic?
Well, yeah, I can debrief quickly on some of the results that were produced. So, and it ties into actually coaching this morning. So,
wonderful.
We had several conversations with my boyfriend, and he's been in communication quite a little bit. And so the goal was to kind of restore trust, and I felt stuck and disappointed and hurt and so on, and then all that was dealt with, and I realized that as I made the choice to jump in this relationship and then give him a chance, well, I needed to do that. So I totally accepted the way he was, and then all acknowledged also all he was doing to on his end to be his word, and then restore the integrity around being truthful and then communicating and so on and so forth. And on my end, I chose to see that as an opportunity as well to jump in and be with him and be who I want to be in this relationship as well, right? Now, where I'm at, it's a process that takes time, and I get that, and I get that some of the fears are still in the way, regardless, even though I'm choosing all this, and like old patterns and fears, and they come up. They come up quite often. Sometimes I act from them as well, and then I catch myself after. So, so where I'm at right now is I'm in this relationship, and I'm catching myself when I act from fear, and I don't want to do this no more in terms of not catching myself, but I really want to catch myself before I act from fear, so then there's no repercussion or there's no behaviors that I don't like, or and then I get to choose being aligned with what I'm committed to. And that's our relationship, and make it work. I know who he is, and I know he's an amazing person, and I know that, you know, I'm being harsh by just kind of sentencing the fact that, well, our relationship is over if you don't keep your word, and I'm being harsh, and I know that my fears are talking, and then what it created is for me to be, like, just on my toes all the time, and then just being careful with everything and just making sure that things go well so then he doesn't fall back and I don't fall back. And it's just being wary all the time. So it's exhausting. So so right now I find things are not moving too much, but maybe it's just because I'm not being present to them moving. However, I don't have that, you know, feeling where I'm desperate and I'm fearful and I don't know where I'm going, and, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm in a fog, or like I'm really in a space where I don't see things moving very quickly, and that's okay. I don't know what's next, and that's okay. And I'm in a space where, yeah, so it's not moving very fast, and I don't see necessarily what's going to be happening, but I'm not worried. And it doesn't show up only in my relationship. So in my relationship, I just choose to trust and have faith, and whatever happens, happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by letting go of all the stuff I'm holding on to in the relationship is going to give my boyfriend the space to be who he wants to be, and me the space to be who I want to be without worrying. So there's that. Now, I notice also that it plays out in the rest of my life too. So whether it's in my projects for work, whether it's like where I want to live, whether it's with my fitness too, like yeah, I find that things are not moving forward. So that's where I'm at.
Great, and thank you for sharing that, Nancy. And it sounds like, you know, from last week to this week, I want to just acknowledge you for all the processing that you've done. I can imagine that it wasn't difficult, and last week, you know, was really an emotional sort of space that you were in. And I can hear today that your energy has really shifted. And by what you've said, it sounds like you and your boyfriend have really, you know, had those discussions, you know, unpacked what needed to be unpacked, and that you have a much more clear sense of how you want to be in the relationship. So I just want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
So you also said that from that, you know, your learning was that, you know, that these behaviors play out sort of in other areas of your life. So I just want to check with you. Are you saying that it's the fear, that then causes these behaviors? Is that what we're speaking about?
Not necessarily. I'm sure there's some of it underneath. However, I just it's as if like I'm stopped, and I'm looking at the broader landscape of my life, I'd say. And I'm just not like putting my foot in front of the other. I'm just stopped and not knowing exactly what's going on and where I'm gonna go. And I mean, like in every area, like with my boyfriend, I don't know what's gonna happen. So obviously I'm there, and then I'm living in the now, right? And that's by creating the now that I create my future with him, right? And I get that. And that's the same with the rest of my life. However, I just, even though I keep going with my regular routine, I'd say, I don't see myself like, as if I'm waiting for something to say, okay, now let's go. It's as if I'm in a space of assessing, okay, now what? Right? And yeah, and that's where I find myself right now.
So for today's session, again, if you put yourself sort of thinking, you know, 20, 30 minutes ahead, what would you like to have accomplished around this issue at that time?
I'd like to have a sense of what directions I'd need to go for the next steps. And I know it's general because of I'm talking about all my life.
So,
But yeah, I may say,
when you say, if I may jump in
yes,
here,
please.
Nancy, when you say to have a sense of what direction I want for the next step, what would that look like or feel like?
Well, I'd definitely be excited, and be at the end of the session, I'd be totally excited and wanting to just be in action and knowing what's next for me, like what's the next thing I could do, even though it's not necessarily all sorted out, that I know like what would be the one thing that I could do, like one concrete action that I could take to that's going to move me forward.
So what I'm hearing then is that if we were successful on the call today, that you would be walking away with one thing, with one sort of concrete action that you'd be excited about, that you really wanted to get in action about, that would move you forward in what's next for you?
Yes.
Okay, great, excellent. So Nancy, where do you want to start with this?
Well, one thing that's there for me right now is that I'm starting my six-month program fully this weekend. I'm going to New York for the workshop. And and I have no idea what that journey is going to get me into. And then I'm fine with it, right? However, I don't feel prepared for all that involves and the intensity of diving into that, right? So right now I'm moving towards it, just doing exactly what I need to do to be prepared. And I don't know if I'm mentally prepared for it, right?
Can you tell me a little bit about the program, Nancy? I'm not sure I have a clear understanding of what you're doing in the next 6 months.
Yes, it's a leadership program, and it's like 6 months, and there's 4 weekends in New York where there are intensive workshops, and in between there are classrooms, and there are like sessions where I would be assisting, and then it's definitely like for creating leadership in my life and who I am in the face of no, and really removing the barriers of what's in my way of being who I want to be in the world. And
that sounds so exciting.
Yeah, and it's scary. I know it's like confronting. However, and I can say that to you also that I had an analogy for it. I recently changed my skincare product, and I find that it lifts up the dirt that needs to get out of my skin, you know, like all the it detoxifies my skin. And right now it's not like my skin is glowing and it's at its best, but that's why to me the new skincare products that I invested in are working, because it's lifting up the crap per se.
Yes.
And then I'll be able to wash it away. And to me that program is the exact same thing, is that all the crap in my life or all the excuses that I've got or anything that refrains me from being me and the fears and so on, I can actually lift it up and then wash it away,
mm-hmm.
get it out of the way, right? So
yes.
I find that this program actually is exactly that in my life.
Yes, I love that analogy, Nancy.
Yeah.
Lifting off all the dirt from your life. That's
yeah.
beautiful. Yes.
Exactly, and dealing with it, right? So get it out of the way. So
yes.
Yeah.
So you said that you know what that you felt that you were somewhat prepared, but maybe not prepared mentally. So
yes.
Is there anything around this analogy of lifting off the dirt from your life that's related to the you know, the fear of not being prepared or not being mentally prepared?
Yeah, it's as if I don't want to deal with it.
Mm.
It's as if, since I registered in that program, which was in the fall, I saw all the BS in my life showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was what I've dealt with in the past with depression, so mental state and so on, the not wanting to work out, the issues, insecurities when I'm in a relationship, all the stuff from my past that it's patterns that I notice it's always been there in my life and I don't like it and I'm dealing with it, it's all surfaced in the past 6 months since I registered into the program. And for me, that's the dirt that lifted up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's there. And
yes.
It's just there. And right now it's as if I'm waiting for the program to get me to remove it or to wash it off or to deal with it, right? So, and I haven't started the program. So maybe that's the reason why, like, I'm in a state of, like, I'm stopped, because I'm counting on that program to do it. And that is also a pattern in my life. It's that I'm waiting for something to help me do something. Like, as I'm I'm scared of jumping in and taking responsibility and being in action on my own. So I'm waiting for something external to help me out to make the effort, because I don't want to be take responsibility for playing big in my life. So I see that pattern coming. Like, I'm waiting for that program to help me out, right? And it's as if, like, I'm scared to step into that program, because that it involves me taking responsibility for playing big, whether I like it or not, right? So maybe I'm scared of doing that. So I'm definitely preparing, like, whatever I had assignments to do before to prepare, and I'm doing them. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing them, like, robotically, not with, oh, I'm excited, it's going to be awesome. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I know it's going to be confronting, and I don't know that I want to do this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So am I hearing then that one of the actions that you'd like to walk away with today is around this this opportunity to be doing something towards the program, such that you feel excited about it?
Could be. Mm. Could be.
What else could it be?
Well, so what I'd like is really clearly, distinctly see how I can bring my life into that program rather than bringing that program into my life, right? So, and being stuck in my life and not necessarily knowing, like, where am I going, what actions do I need to take in my life to move forward, I just feel like I'm not sure what to bring in there, right? And right now, all I'm thinking of is all the dirt that's lifted up. I have it in a basket right now, and I look forward to taking it into that program. And get it out of the way. Except I don't want to be the one to take it out of the way. I just want them to take it. Take the basket away, and then that's dealt with, right?
Yeah.
So
it's like I'm hearing that you want to just take the shortcut, right? Let's not do
the
work. Let's just get rid of the basket quickly.
That's it.
Rather than having to rummage through it like dirty laundry, you know?
Exactly. So let me wake up tomorrow morning and everything is gone and everything is great, right?
Yeah, that would be great. Yes. If you find a way to do that, will you let me know?
For sure. Anyway, so right. Can you repeat your question? Because I think I lost track of
no, no.
Where
you
I was
you totally answered it. You know, my what I'm curious about now is, you know, if you're looking at this basket of, let's call it, you know, that you said, you know, like with the skincare, you know, all the dirt from your face, all the dirt from your life is sitting there.
Yeah.
What would get you excited about doing something about it before the workshop? I mean, what would excite you about this pile of dirt that's there?
Ew. I am tempted to say separate the colors.
Oh, okay.
And which is weird, but that goes back into me being very organized, right? So it's preparing, right? So now it's all mixed up in a basket. So what I could do is separate the colors, right? So all the darks together, the whites together, and then the vibrant colors together.
So what do the darks represent? What do the whites represent? And what do the vibrant colors represent?
So the dark, wow, that's great where we're going there. Mm-hmm. So the dark colors represent the darkness of me, the places that I've been in my life, and I'm talking about my mental health here and places that I've been in my life where I was not feeling that great, and I'm talking about depression mainly, that I've been diagnosed with in the past. And that's the darkness in me. That's like a place that when I've been there, I just don't want to wake up the morning after.
Yeah.
And that's the darkness. Mm-hmm. And I find it like that's the most disempowering place in the world. So that would be the dark colors. The white, the white could be actually me and I guess maybe my insecurities and, you know, all the little stuff that's in my way of being who I am, right? All the stuff that I tell myself that when I'm not perfect enough or so, my little inside voice that just tells me stuff that's again, it's disempowering. It's similar to the darkness, but the darkness, the dark stuff is really depression. Like, I know it. The white stuff would be like, it's about me. It's about, how I deal with myself in my life and the stuff that, yeah, that I say to myself that it's disempowering on a day-to-day basis.
Mm. Nancy, can I, you know, something's come up really strong for me, and I want to ask if I may just share it with you to see if it lands or not.
Sure, go ahead.
I've known you for a while, and we've been coaching for some time, and when you said the whites and you said this is about me, what came up for me personally was, oh, that's her authentic self. That's the real self. That's the pure Nancy,
yeah.
The possibility of Nancy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it comes up for me as well, except that because it's in a pile of dirty clothes, that's why, like, to me, the, like, mm-hmm. there's something in the way of that. So the white is dirty, right?
Yes.
It's dirty with all the bad, not the bad, but the disempowering self-talk that I have or the pursuit of perfection and all the standards that I try to hold up to, and that's exhausting and all that, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm not exercising and I beat myself up. Every time I beat myself up or, like, it's all that. It just tarnish the white, which is the white. It's exactly that. It's me. It's my authentic self. It's me and possibility and all that.
Beautiful.
And, and the colors, it's the outside world in my life. So whether it's work, my relationship, my communities, the people who will do the program with me, my friends, my family, those are the colors. Mm-hmm. And the dirty colors, the dirty colored clothes, it's whatever I put in the way of having amazing relationships, right? And with everyone and not being out there, being afraid to be out there with them, and all that is part of the pile of colored clothes that's dirty.
Mm. So we have these, you know, these little piles sitting here now, you know, the dark colors, the white colors, and the bright colors. And you know, what you really wanted to achieve today is to get have some sort of excitement about being in action on just one thing. Is there anything among these colors here that you can recognize that will get you excited and could move you forward in the way that you envision for yourself?
I'm hesitating right now between the dark pile and then the white pile.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me about the hesitation. What's there for you?
Well, boat I have full control on right now, and it's the most direct way of you know, dealing with it first. Like, to me, it's the first place to go. And I think I'll choose the white pile. The reason being is the dark pile is something that I want to bring into the program. Same with the colors. The colors too. I find that if I deal with my authentic self, if I choose the white pile right now, as one thing to walk away with, is the center. Like, it's the central place where getting clarity there and cleaning it up, it's going to be easier for me to clean the rest up.
Yeah.
And easier, I say easier, but I should probably say a more effective way of cleaning the rest up. So it's clean, but really clean, disinfected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So starting with the white pile and monitoring actually what I say to myself, and on a daily basis, like in the small actions, you know, like catch myself what I'm saying or doing, and you know, just really catch myself or noticing where I'm at and why I'm doing this and what's coming up, you know, what emotions is behind it. I think that it would practice being present to myself and my surrounding, and I think I would it would bring clarity. So starting with that would definitely bring clarity to how to clean the rest of the piles.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, you've used it, such a great analogy that you brought up, Nancy. You know, even just the disinfecting part of, you know, starting with the whites and really disinfecting, you know, some of the dirty white that creeps in there,
mm-hmm.
by choosing to monitor what you say to yourself. Other than sort of this internal, what's the word I'm looking for, sort of monitoring of your own thoughts, is there anything else that you can draw in to help support you as you go through disinfecting, you know, the whites?
Well, what I'm seeing is potentially having accountability partners, people keeping me to account. So by sharing what I'm doing, by sharing that process that I'm taking on, is if someone hears me say something that it's derogatory for myself, or that they can help me catch it. So having people keeping me accountable for that is one way. Another way as well is, like, I read quite a little bit, and it's really, like, continue doing that, but maybe also, like, write in my journal things that stand out for me in my readings, to really, you know, be present to what's going on. And what I could do, like get new tips on what I could do. I also find that when I watch videos, like inspiring videos, from time to time in the morning, and I should do that more often, because I find that it really, like, gets me pumped up for the day. So I could do that more often too. And I say writing in my journal, well, I'm not very consistent at it. So if I was to, you know, create that new habit of writing in my journal every day, even though it's 1 or 2 minutes, right? But just do it. Take the action of doing that and record thoughts or emotions, or that would definitely help as well.
So I'm hearing several things. Meanwhile, you've got quite a you, so the first thing I heard was that you can monitor yourself internally when you have these thoughts come up, that you can take that disinfectant and pour it all
Yeah.
over it.
Yeah.
You have the option of an accountability partner. Who would that be, Nancy? Who would be the best person?
My sister. My sister could be one of them. My boyfriend. I have a friend, another friend. Her name is Zaina as well. Could do that.
Great.
Who else? You know, like I can even enroll everyone in my program. Right? That I'm going to be starting. So.
Yes.
For sure.
Great. So it sounds like you have quite a community there of people, of colorful people, I should say, since they're all in your color pile, that
mm-hmm.
can help you, you know, show you if you're red or green or blue or yellow,
mm-hmm.
how you're showing up. Yeah. And then you also said writing in your journal and watching inspiring videos. So there's quite a collection of action items that you've come up with. How do you feel about them?
Yeah, it's stuff that I've done in the past, and it's for me to recreate those habits, right? Because I know that it feels amazing when I do that, and for some reason, like I'm not taking the actions of doing it. For it's as if like I really refuse to play big in the world. I'm in my own way, and I get it. And those are amazing, and I look forward to doing it again. And there's resistance right there, so I'll be honest in saying that. Like I've done all that in the past, and I know it feels good. And right now, it would feel good to do it still, and I'm resisting it. So what I'll say right now is that tomorrow morning, I will definitely write in my journal and watch an inspiring video.
Thanks.
Okay, so even though I don't want to.
Yes, it's part of the fake it till you make it that you had mentioned in your original intake form for these sessions, is that you sort of wanted to adopt that fake it till you make it philosophy, and it sounds like this is part of doing that.
Exactly, tricking the ego.
Yes,
yep.
Yes. So, Nancy, I want to check in here in, you know, looking at the beginning of the call, you know, what you wanted by the end of the session was to sort of be excited about some things that you could be in action about. How are we doing so far?
Excited is not the word I would use.
Okay.
However, like things are clearer. Like I like the analogy of you know, having three piles of dirty clothes and then having separated them clearly, and then having one action where, you know, I can focus on one pile right now. I don't need to do it all, right? And I can focus on one, and it's encouraging, you know. Like I'm clear about an action, and I'm clear about a next step. And even though I'm not excited because I don't want to do the actions, I'm still very happy that, you know, I've got that clarity.
Wonderful, great, yeah. And I can really hear this sort of excitement in your voice and the clarity. And so I'm you know, sometimes we set out to have a goal of being excited, and maybe it's a case that it sound. What I'm hearing is that you may not be excited now, but you're on your path, and at least you're feeling happier about it,
mm-hmm.
and great, perfect. So Nancy, so is there anything else around the topic of our call today that you'd like to talk about?
No, nothing's left.
Great, nothing left. That is fantastic. Then we have had a successful call, hopefully.
Yep. Yep.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for your time again, and I'm just going to stop the recording and just stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
Thanks, Nancy.
Okay.